just distinctly remember I was there with my friend Colby, who ended up he didn't stay there, but he came back to England like a year later to study, where he's currently studying at the University of Manchester. But I remember distinctly turning to him and being like, wow, this is the oldest structure like I've ever been in. And then the next day we went to Stonehenge and we did like the circle where you could go inside the circle. And then I was like, actually, just kidding, this is the oldest structure I've ever been in. And it's just so weird to think like the discrepancy between like the US and England, where it's like old to the US is something from the 1800s, old to the, like the British is something from like
the Norman conquest.
Yeah, like it's unfathomable. And then it's super weird in Australia, where it's like things from colonial, like old is from like the 1920s. Mm-hmm. But then there are like structures from like 80,000 years ago, like in South Australia there, or Victoria, I'm not sure where, there's these dams that were used, like stone dams to trap eels, that like this really complicated system created by Aboriginal settlers in that area like 80,000 years ago. So it's this, so now it's like this kind of the mix of both of those, both the US and England, where you've got like stuff that's like super recent and then stuff that's older than most religions. Anyways, I feel like we're veering off topic.
Yeah,
here.
We
really
veered
sorry.
Off topic. No, it's fine. It's really fascinating. Yeah, my plan is if I go back to England within this year, I'm going to make my sister go, because they went to the tower without me.
Oh, off with their head. She left them in the tower.
Well, I had to fly back to Spain to fly back to the US. So like that was the reason why, but I was still mad. I have my Anne Boleyn necklace, but I'm still mad. Anne Boleyn. You should check it out. Maxwell got to listen to that beautiful story. But Gudin's remain, like the real search for them began in May of 2019, because this article is from November, and was led by Pierre Malowinski, who was a historian who got support from the Kremlin. So there's a lot of things happening. And he was the one who really confirmed that the remains found in Russia match those of Pierre César Gudin, who Charles Étienne Gudin's brother and also a Napoleonic general. Because, you know, nepotism. Actually, Napoleon was less about nepotism than most people, but anyways. And it's 100% fit that there's no longer any doubt. So they stamped it. It's in the history book. They found him. We got it.
We got him.
They dropped the balloons all over the dig site.
Did they? I don't think they did. That seems like a really great way to contaminate your dig site.
I'm just thinking of John Oliver every time he goes, we got him. And then there's balloon drop and they're like, no, he's like, it's, we didn't get him. And there's like, oh, he's like, put the balloons back up. So at the time of his death, the 22nd of August, 1812, the French army decided to remove Gudin's heart and bury it in the chapel in Paris's Paris Lachaise Cemetery.
Do you want me to be that guy?
Yeah, be that guy, because I don't speak French.
I was like, oh, I haven't heard of this ceremony, and then I realized I've actually been there. I've been to that cemetery. It's where they've got Oscar Wilde and Chopin buried, and a lot of other people. I think Susan Sontag is in there as well. It's Père Lachaise, or Père Lachaise. So I might probably not pronouncing it the right either. But I was just like, huh, which one? Because there's like only like six cemeteries.